I understand you're a real sports fan.
Well, then there's only one answer.
Turn on the radio. You'll never have to compromise again.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM at 7:50 a.m.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m. live from the Auto Farm Studios as we are talking college football, which is right around the corner. We have Phil Steele, college football guru, on with us right now. Again, I can't stress this enough. Get out and get the magazine, Phil Steele's College Football Preview. You'll use it throughout the entire year. And, of course, you can also go to philsteele.com and get the digital magazine as well. Phil, I appreciate you hanging around for another segment with us. Thank you.
Yeah, always a pleasure, Jordan. Love talking football, especially in the great state of Utah. You know, I found through the magazine is that Utah is an underrated state for college football. I probably do, we're probably ranked number four, number five on the states that I do radio shows in. So love the fact that Utah fans love their college football.
No, we definitely do. There's no doubt about that. Let's talk about the teams that we would expect to make a major impact. And we will start with the Clemson Tigers. Right now, it's all sunshines and rainbows for Dabo. Of course, he has Trevor Lawrence coming back this season. He's got to be the Heisman favorite in a lot of people's minds. You know, if he could have left college and went to the NFL, he probably would have done that. May have been the top pick in the draft. When you look at Clemson, how good are they going to be this upcoming season?
Very good. They're going to open up the season number one. They're going to dominate their games, and they're going to finish the regular season number one to be the number one team for the playoff. You know, when I look at Clemson this year, your biggest question mark jumps out at you. Who's going to replace that defensive line? They lose three first-round draft picks off the D-line and a fourth-round draft pick, but I still rate their defensive line number five in the country. Get to know these names. Xavier Thomas, Justin Foster. Two big-time names on the D-line. They're going to be good. The rest of the defense, solid throughout. And then you look at them offensively, and holy smokes, Trevor Lawrence, who lit up Alabama's defense in the championship game, now a true sophomore. And I think you hit it correctly on the head. Had he come out in the draft this year, he would have been the first quarterback taken. Travis Etienne at running back, my number two receiving core in the country. And the offensive line, I rate number three in the country. In fact, when you look at Clemson's schedule this year, Jordan, they will be at least a 17-point favorite in every single game this year. So if you're looking for one team that's pretty much a cinch to get there at the end of the year, you'd have to put Clemson right at the top.
Right below them would have to be Alabama, and I know that there are some new faces as far as the coaching staff goes, even if Steve Sarkisian, we've seen him around the Alabama team now for a while. But still, when you look at Bama and you go back to the national championship game, some things that went wrong. What do you expect from Bama coming into this season, Phil?
44-16 chip on their shoulder, Jordan. You know, when they finished the regular season last year, people were blowing smoke and saying, hey, is this the greatest team of all time? Alabama just pretty much flat-out dominated everybody in the regular season. And even Coach Saban alluded to it. It's a team that maybe started reading their press clippings a little bit, thinking that they were better than everybody else. And then the postseason happened, and they barely got past Georgia. Struggled more than you thought they would with Oklahoma and got destroyed by Clemson. Well, this year, Alabama is a more talented team. Tua Tagovailoa, who was pretty much handed the Heisman Trophy during the regular season, didn't end up winning it, but he is back. You look at the receiving corps led by Jerry Jeudy, who's the Blitnikoff winner. They've got the best set of receivers in the country. Offensive line, I rate number six in the country. That's a very good offense. They will contend with Clemson for most explosive offense. Now, defensively last year, if you looked at Alabama, they only had three returning starters. This year they have six. It's going to be back to your typical Alabama defense. They're also solid on special teams this year at number 18. Now, they've got a few more landmines on the schedule than does Clemson, but they'll be a double-digit favorite in every single game this year. Toughest places are at Texas A&M and, of course, the Iron Bowl in Jordan-Hare at Auburn. But I think when you look at Alabama talent schedule-wise, they should run the table for a second consecutive year. Maybe Tua actually plays in the fourth quarter of some of these games, and I think when they get to the postseason, they're going to have that 44-16 chip on their shoulder.
I want to talk about another team from the playoffs last year, Oklahoma. In 2 years, Lincoln Riley's produced two number one picks, two Heisman Trophy winners, and they've gone to the postseason. This year, he gets Jalen Hurts. I don't know that there's a more interesting individual story in college football right now than Lincoln Riley and Jalen Hurts, Phil. To me, this is just, it's so out of the ordinary, right? To have a coach that's pegged as a quarterback guru grab someone like Jalen Hurts, who was surprisingly very good through the air last year at times for Alabama.
Yeah, I agree. We saw a lot of improvement passing-wise for Jalen Hurts, hitting 73% of his passes, and you're like, wow, where did that come from? And he really worked at his craft last year, got himself a better quarterback, and now steps into the perfect situation. And, you know, last year, Jordan, when I was on the radio show circuit, I made a very strong statement. I felt very good about it. I said, Kyler Murray's a good quarterback, but let's face it, he's not going to match Baker Mayfield's stats from last year. Mayfield was a Heisman Trophy winner, for crying out loud. And then Lincoln Riley goes and makes me a liar. I told Coach that when I talked to him. And Kyler Murray probably surpassed Baker Mayfield's stats. So I'm hesitant to say there's going to be a big drop-off at the quarterback position this year. And it's the most accomplished of the three transfer quarterbacks he's had coming in. Jalen Hurts, 24-2 as a starter. You got to love that. And a better passer. He's got dangerous receivers to throw to. His top-notch running backs. My two biggest question marks with Oklahoma, A, would be the defense, which will be improved this year. And B, the offensive line. You know, last year they had the Joe Moore Award winning offensive line. They were dynamic. When I talked to Coach Riley, he said that might have been an offensive line that comes around once every 20 years. This year they have one returning starter on the offensive line. So how quickly that unit comes together will be the big factor here on the offense for Oklahoma. But they're in good shape. They'll probably be favored in all their games this year. Could very well get back in the playoff again. And who knows? Will it be Heisman Trophy winner number three in a row?
We'll talk about that other team that got to the playoffs last year, Notre Dame. And you mentioned Notre Dame last segment as they were your surprise pick, your dark horse team. I remember having that conversation with you last year, and I like Notre Dame to get to the playoffs last season as well, but I thought it would be a different path. I thought it would be with a completely different quarterback. Unfortunately, that didn't work out for Notre Dame, but it looks as if they have found their guy in Ian Book. Are the Irish a legitimate threat to get back to the playoffs, Phil? I know that if you take a look at the spring performance, Jafar Armstrong looked very, very good, should fill in nicely for Dexter Williams. Lost a little bit of talent defensively with Jerry Tillery and Julian Love. How much of a threat are the Irish going to be to getting back into the postseason, or back into the playoffs, I should say?
I have Notre Dame just as good as they were last year. I think when you look at them, you know, my biggest question mark is you touch on Julian Love, because we saw what a difference he made. The first quarter they played Clemson pretty much even up. Julian Love goes out of the lineup, and all of a sudden Clemson turns the game into a rout and they lose. Replacing Julian Love is going to be big, but I think the defense will be able to compensate, and I think they'll be just as good as last year's defense. And offensively, with Ian Book back, probably just as good as last year's offense. But I'm not as bullish on their chances making the playoff this year, and a lot of it has to do with the schedule. They have to play Georgia on the road, Michigan on the road, and Stanford on the road. And Stanford, the home team, has done extremely well in that series. Last year was a really bad situation for Stanford. They were coming off an overtime game on the road, having to travel again on the road, and Notre Dame handled them easily. This year, they get Notre Dame at home that final game of the season. So those are three real tough tests. I think to make the playoff, Notre Dame would probably have to win all three, or worst-case scenario, two of the three. And I don't know if they can do that. So I think Notre Dame's just as talented as last year. But no, I do not think they make the playoff.
If they lose one game, do they get in?
Possibility. It depends. They can't have conference champs with one loss. There's a lot of question at that particular point. I think had they had one loss last year, and you know, the possibility exists that they might not have got in.
Phil, we'll move on to talk about Ohio State before I let you go, because the Urban Meyer era is now done. Yet Ohio State picked extremely high, and we know there's a lot of talent coming back. And a lot of the preseason polls like Ohio State, despite the fact that they did lose Dwayne Haskins. And again, no Urban Meyer. Talk to me about Ohio State and what to expect from this team this season.
Well, last year was an unusual team, because in Urban Meyer's tenure at Ohio State, they had never had back-to-back games where they had less than 200 yards rushing. And last year, eight times, they rushed for 155 yards or less. And so they really had a different type of offense last year. Dwayne Haskins threw for nearly 5,000 yards, had 50 touchdown passes. And defensively, it wasn't your typical Ohio State defense either. They gave up over 400 yards, which is highly unusual for them. Well, this year they got nine starters. players back on D, which makes them tougher. And then you look at them offensively, I think they'll get back to running the ball with Justin Fields at QB. Not going to be anywhere near the pass threat they were last year, but they will be a better running team. Now, what I don't like about Ohio State, losing Urban Meyer would be one. And then the second is the final game of the season. They have to play that one in Ann Arbor. And I think if you watched Ohio State all season long last year, they sort of played in fits and spurts. They weren't dominant in most games. They didn't play their best ball till the end of the year. Meanwhile, Michigan is a team that was dominant most of the year, crushing opponents on a weekly basis. They didn't crush Ohio State and Columbus, but I think they might be the better team this year, and they get them at home in Ann Arbor, where Jim Harbaugh's 24-4 as a head coach. And I think Michigan finally gets past Ohio State for the first time in the Harbaugh era, and it's the first time I'm calling for it. I picked Ohio State over Michigan each year since they joined the same division.
I know you don't ever want to give too much away, Phil, especially in the magazine, but can you give me your prediction, the four teams that you believe will play in the college football playoff this upcoming year?
Yeah, going way out on a limb here, Jordan, I'm going to say Alabama and Clemson make the playoff.
Okay.
The real question is probably, okay, who's joining Alabama and Clemson in the playoff? And I'm going to go with Michigan, which I just talked about. I think they have the talent and schedule to actually run the table this year. And then how about Georgia? Georgia's a team that a lot of folks felt should have been included in the playoff last year, despite their two losses. I think when you look at Georgia this year, they do run the table during the regular season. And even if they lose or Alabama loses in the SEC championship game, I think the loser can still make the playoffs. So I went with Alabama, Clemson, Michigan, and Georgia.
Boy, if the Utes were to win the Pac-12 championship with one loss and two SEC teams get into the college football playoffs, I think Utah Sports Talk Radio is going to be a lot of fun, Phil.
It sure would be. I'd be lighting up the phones. And like I said, I picked Utah as my number one surprise team this year, so I'm going to be a Utah Ute fan all season long.
Phil, it's always a pleasure to get you on to talk college football. Before I let you go, please give us all the information on where we can get the magazine.
Really appreciate that once again, Jordan. You can pick it up at Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Books A Million, CVS, Target, Walgreens, Public, places like that, local grocery store, drug stores. Just get your hands on a copy, feel the weight of that thing, open it up and see it's got 3 to 4 times the amount of information. You can go online to philsteele.com, that's STEELE.com. When you go there, you can purchase the magazines in the store, which is in the upper left-hand corner, or the digital magazines, which is in the upper left-hand corner. I'll tell you how you can download it to your iPad or iPhone, your Android device, your Kindle device, or even your home computer. So that's philsteele.com. And finally, follow me on Twitter. It is at philsteele042. That's at philsteele042.
Phil, so appreciative of the time. Thank you so much once again. I know we'll be talking again soon, at least hopefully. Enjoy the college football season if we don't talk to you before then.
Sounds great, Jordan. Always enjoy our conversations, my friend.
Again, one of my favorite interviews of the year, Phil Steele talking college football here on Drive Time Sports. We are out of time on this edition of the show. Always fun to be along with you. We'll be back to do it again tomorrow. We've made it to the end of the week. We'll talk NBA basketball tomorrow. We'll set up for what should be a very interesting weekend with free agency beginning on Sunday. That'll be on the show tomorrow. Do not forget, you can listen to Drive Time Sports on demand. Just head on over to CastleCountryRadio.com, click in the right-hand corner of the page, and you can listen to previous Drive Time Sports shows and interviews. For Travis Anderson, I'm Jordan Buscarini. Be safe. We are out.